Hi, this is Suzanne of Kill the Vision, and you're listening to Jet of Metal Messiah Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet. Tonight we have with us a very special guest. We have Susan Girl of Kill Division. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're welcome.
Now, Susan, you know, the last time I saw you was with God Dethroned. Haven't seen you guys with Kill. Haven't seen you with Kill Division yet. And you're awesome. I'm really happy to hear that you got this other band going.
Thank you very much. Where did you see us, by the way?
I saw you in Worcester. It was a couple of years ago. I'd say a couple for all, like four now. I think you played with Typo Negative.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Very memorable show, yeah.
That was awesome. Rock and Shock. And you know that show that you played with them was like one of the last shows they did before Peter Steele passed away. So
it was... Yeah, I'm really, really glad we played that show with them, yeah.
It was awesome, and you guys were great. But anyways, we're not talking about God Dethroned here tonight.
No, definitely not.
Tonight we're going to talk about Kill Division. Now, right off the bat, tell us who's in the band. And you guys are based out of the Netherlands, right?
Yeah, we're from the Netherlands, and we're the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have, our drummer is Roel Sanders,
mm-hmm.
and we also played together before.
Right.
And we have two guitarists, so I play the guitar and I do the vocals, and Richard Ebies, who used to play in Legion of the Damned, also does the guitar, the vocals, and he also played the bass guitar on the CD.
So, Susan, when did you guys actually officially start up as a band?
Well, basically, it's been a few years already. Mm-hmm. We started in 2010 already, so that's when we gradually started rehearsing, and we came up with this idea of forming a band, a new band, and it was basically Richard's idea. Yeah, he's had this idea for, I think, I don't know, for over 15 years or so to do something like this. Yeah. So, it's really well thought of, you could say. So, and, you know, it never happened. Everyone had their own bands. Roel played in a band. I played in a band. Richard played in a different band. So, there was just something he had somewhere in the back of his mind. And he thought, well, I really want to do something. And at that time, I didn't have a band for the first time in, I don't know, in 17 years, 16 years or so. And I was like, no, I'm not ready to quit my musical career yet, and I really want to do something else, mm-hmm. and something new. And, you know, playing with the three of us is something we've always wanted to do. And I think for us, it's like the typical classic metal lineup, you know, just three musicians. And yeah, that's what we did. Richard and I came up with the idea, and I mean, Richard had the idea, but I like sparked it a little bit. And we asked Roel, because we've known him for a long, long time. He's a friend of ours, and he would be the best drummer to do this for us. So we asked him, we phoned him, and he said yes straight away without even really thinking about it. So yeah, that was great.
So Susan,
but then I mean, we started rehearsing, and you know, because Roel and Richard were very busy with our other bands. Mm-hmm. We just took it very easy from there, and we had a few breaks of a couple of months. So, yeah, that's why it, you know, took a bit longer to record a CD.
So here's the three of you guys, right? None of you really full-time singers, well, until now. How did you guys go about preparing to be both guitarists and singers now?
Yeah, it's a good question. We really didn't think about it at first, because we knew that we wanted to do the vocals. That mm-hmm. that was something we knew straight away, that Richard and I would do the vocals. And I think the very first plan was that I would do the vocals by myself. But then we thought it would be a nice way to combine both our voices, because they are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I wrote the lyrics, so I thought, yeah, well, when I write down the lyric, I also want to sing them, because then I can put across what I've written,
right.
You know, if you know what I mean. So, and I mean, I had some experience doing vocals with my previous band, mm-hmm. so for me it wasn't really completely new, but it's been ages and ages since I sang for the last time, so I really had to practice again, and Richard as well. And for Richard, it was always something he still had on his bucket list. He always wanted to do that, so yes, it was something new for him, and he was really happy that the yeah, that he did so.
So, I mean, have you guys played out as Kill Division?
No, we haven't yet.
So you don't know how it's going to go. I mean, I'm sure you could last the duration of a whole show singing, you know, lead up there. But like you said, you know, now Richard does some too. So between the two of you, you know, it should go pretty good.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be easier then. Yeah.
Now, you know, as soon as you got together, right, and you guys began rehearsing together, and eventually the writing process, what were the early days of rehearsing like? I mean, I think I read that you used some of Richard's old recording as as like a starting point. I mean, did you guys like gel really quick? I mean, it sounds like you're all friends anyways.
Yeah, we definitely did, because I mean, I think it's very important that if you write a new CD as a band, I think it's important that that it's a band process as well. I mean, I can't really understand the musicians or band that write songs in front of their computer. I don't know. It's so. I don't know. I think if you the way we did it, it was like the three of us went to rehearsal room. We had a few ideas, and we just sat together and played the songs, and then we either left out riffs or came up with new ones, and then we really blended them into a song. And I think that's what a writing process should be like. That, you know, every musician is involved, and it was really a band process, and that's something we all three of us really, really liked, you know, about writing the CD. So, yeah, I think that was very important to us. So and it's more lively if you do it like that, I think.
It is. So the whole CD that you guys wrote, you guys all did it together in a rehearsal room.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we think so too.
It's so.
I mean, of course. I mean, everyone. You know, I had a few riffs, and Richard had a few riffs, and then you prepare the riffs, and you go to rehearsal, and you play them to the others. But I mean, yeah, it's just it has really been a band process. Yeah, definitely.
So no emailing bits and pieces back and forth. That would be frustrating for me, anyways.
Yeah, but it was definitely not frustrating for us. We had a great time writing the CD and, of course, recording as well. So, yeah, really happy with the final result.
So, you know, you guys recently signed to Metal Blade. How did that all come about for you?
Well, I'd worked with them before in Rule as well, of course, because in our previous bands. And we just knew them. We knew the way they worked, and you know, they're very dedicated. They do a lot for their bands. And, I mean, of course, which artist doesn't want to be signed with Metal Blade? I mean, come on.
Right.
So, yeah, we're really, really stoked about the deal with them. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the new album now, Destructive Force, off of Metal Blade Records, like we were saying. It's actually available now for pre-order, but hits the stores next month. Oh, where did you guys record this one?
We recorded the album in a very small town close to where we live, in Hoss. The studio is called Toneshed Studio. And yeah, it was a very conscious decision to record the CD there, because for us it was very good that we recorded during weekends, and we just, you know, we were able to go home at night. And that was really, really relaxed. I mean, if you go to a studio and you just stay there for 3-4 weeks, then it can be very, it can be pretty stressful.
Right.
Because you record all day and then you can't really, really relax at night. So for us, it was really good that we were able to go home.
That is nice.
Sorry?
I was going to say that is nice that you would be able to record it that way, and then you don't have to worry about somebody feeding your cat or anything like that to
it. Yeah, and we just took our time, and, you know, we were not in a rush, because, I mean, when we recorded the album, we didn't have a deal or anything yet, so there was no pressure.
Right.
Like, you have to record it, the recordings have to be finished by then. And so that was very good for us. And then we... after the recordings, we contacted Andy Klassen of Stage One Studio, and we asked him to mix and master the album, which we did a few months later. So, Yeah, we really took our time, and that was really, really one of the it was a very, very positive aspect of recording this way.
It is nice. I mean, here you guys, old school, all get together to rehearse. You know, it's nice. You know, it's like the way metal should be. It's so sterile now, you know. It's
definitely. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, even the recording process, it just sounds like a dream, like every metal person's dream. It would love to do it that way. How many tracks are on this one?
10 tracks and one intro, so I had to think about that one. Tracks, one is the intro, of course. Yeah, 10 tracks.
Do you guys have any bonus tracks or special guests or anything like that on this?
Nah. Any hidden bonus tracks, or if you play the other way around or something? No, nothing is going to happen. So just straightforward. That's the way we are, just straightforward. And yeah.
So, okay, now you said that you did all the writing actually on the lyrics for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you do most of the singing on this one too?
I don't really think so. No, I think it's pretty equally divided.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a basic subject matter to this album?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, all songs, it's not like a concept album or anything like that. So all the songs are different. They deal with different themes. And I basically write about things I experience in my everyday life or things I see on the news or TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, if you take the lyrics for Distorted Reality, I wrote these lyrics after I'd watched a makeover show. You know, everyone wants to be pretty, and you know, the reality is so distorted that, you know, that it's nothing is real anymore.
I was going to say also, Susan, that tell us about the song "Locked Up." See, this is probably something else you saw on the news.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, over here in Europe, it was really, really... I mean, it was world news, I think, but I think especially in Europe, everyone knew about this. A couple of years ago, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, there was a girl called Natasha Kampusch, and she was locked up. So she was hidden in a cellar for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I saw an interview with her, and I was so intrigued by what she said and what she told about her years of captivity, and also the way she talked about this. It was very intriguing, and I just sat down, I took a pen and a piece of paper, and I wrote down just keywords and everything. And that was years ago when I did that, and and now I use it for the lyrics for Locked Up Forever.
And this song is also the song that's your pre-released song. Did you choose the pre-release for this song, or does the record company, how does it all go about? What song that you're going to... Go ahead.
Yeah, both of us did, because they asked us, you know, what would be the first song you would like to, you know, to have as on the landing page. And we said Locked Up Forever, and they said that was our choice as well. So that was really good.
Oh, good.
We had the same idea for the first song. So yeah, that was really good.
So that makes it a lot easier. There's no arguing to start off with the new...
No, definitely not.
So all your promotional photos and album art is all this nostalgic war aviation theme type. What was the reason behind all that? I mean, it's cool, but I was just wondering why you guys went with that.
Because first of all, we liked it, so that's very, very clear. We just like that style. And the thing is, we knew this location, and especially Richard was really intrigued by this location, and he thought that would be a great location to shoot the promotional pictures. And we also shot the video for Mechanic Domination inside one of the airplanes. And by the way, as we speak, there is a very short behind-the-scenes video online now. It was uploaded 10 minutes ago or something. And you can see the location with all the airplanes.
So was it like a museum, like an air museum? Or?
Yeah, it's like sort of open-air museum, airplane museum. And this guy is really amazing because it's called P.S. Arrow. And this the guy who owns this sort of open-air museum is really... He basically collects planes. That's what it boils down to. He collects airplanes. So, that's really, really something special.
That's awesome. Now, with... when, I shouldn't say if, when you guys come to the States, if you play in Connecticut, I'm going to have to follow you guys. They have a old war air museum there too. The same concept. It's all open. The planes are all out there. And if you guys come to Connecticut, I'm going to drop you the address to that. You might want to go visit it if you guys like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great. We can shoot new band pictures then.
Now, Susan, if you were a record reviewer and you had to review this album, what would you say about it?
That everyone should listen to it and buy it.
Were you guys pretty happy with the final cut?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, we're really happy because all three of us, you know, like the same style of music, and I think the way we combined our ideas is just, it turned out brilliant for the three of us. I mean, whatever people say about it, I mean, there will always be people who like the style, who don't like the style, who like the way we sing, who don't like the way we sing. So, I mean, but for us, for the three of us, this is, yeah, we're really, really, really happy with this CD. So, yeah.
And it did come out fantastically. Now Metal Blade just has to get you guys out there. I mean, you know, there's already a buzz starting to build a little bit. But, I mean, of course, once it's released, it'll be a whole nother ball game. But, I mean, it is, I think it's great. I mean, I've seen the bands that you guys, you know, have come from, all great bands in the past too. How could it not? You know, I mean, you have a perfect blend there, and, you know, I don't know, it seems like when you're kind of friends and everything, too, there's a little less stress as well that goes into making the music, and I think it kind of shows in the final product, and I definitely think that this is a final product that you could be proud of, and I played one song, I had to play your pre-release song, and everybody liked it, so I'm pretty confident in playing the rest of your stuff on my show.
Right, it's good to hear.
So are you guys planning all kinds of tours and stuff like that?
Well, we haven't booked any tours yet because we just wanted to wait, you know, after the album had been released. So we haven't booked anything yet.
But I'm sure it's going to come.
Yeah.
So where can people go to check out the band and to see, you know, what you're all doing and when you do go on tour?
We have an official website. It's called killdivision.net. And, of course, on our Facebook page, you can see the latest information and everything. So
there you go. Oh, you can check out Kill Division on Facebook. And Metal Blade has all the latest stuff on you guys, too. There's, you know, really, just put just Google Kill Division Band and you'll be all set is really what it comes down to. Okay, Susan, thank you so much. Like I said, I love the band and best of success to you and the band.
Thank you very much for doing this interview. Thanks. Okay.